Paul Biya, the world's oldest head of state and Cameroon's president since 1982, has announced his intention to seek an eighth term in the upcoming October election, despite mounting criticism and growing calls for leadership renewal. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Rest assured that my determination to serve you matches the urgency of the challenges we face, Biya said in a post on X, formerly Twitter, adding that his decision followed numerous and insistent calls from across Cameroon and the diaspora. Biya's re-election bid comes amid rising discontent over persistent corruption, poor governance, and the government's failure to address escalating insecurity. Concerns over the president's health have also loomed large, particularly after his unexplained six-week absence from the public eye last year sparked speculation and rumors of his death. Though his candidacy had been widely expected, Sunday's social media post marked the first official confirmation. If re-elected, Biya, who removed constitutional term limits in 2008, could remain in power until nearly 100. He has never lost an election, though his 2018 win with over 71% of the vote was marred by allegations of fraud and irregularities. His latest announcement follows a rift with key political allies from the North, who had previously helped secure crucial votes. Prominent figures like ex-Prime Minister Bello Bouba Migari and former Minister Issa Chiroma Bakari have since left the ruling coalition and declared their own presidential bids. Chiroma recently accused Biya's administration of having broken public trust and joined a rival party. Several opposition leaders, including 2018 runner-up Maurice Kamto, Joshua Osei, Akia Muna, and Cabral Libi, are also vying for the presidency. While many Cameroonians remain cautious about publicly expressing political opinions, citing fear of reprisals, reactions to Biya's candidacy have been mixed. Never in the political history of nations have I seen or heard that a man of that age is declaring his candidacy in a presidential election, one anonymous resident in Yaoundé said. I really thought he would go and rest, and hand over to a new generation, said Camille Asselam, another local resident. Others defended Biya's decision. The president still has much to offer the Cameroonian people, said public sector worker Ngono Marius. If he is a candidate, it means he's capable to lead. Sylvia Tipa, a consultant in the capital, acknowledged the need for change but added, maybe there's no one better than him. So far, he has done a lot for the nation. Maybe his long stay in power is God's will. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.